got my dice and I got my friends. We're going on a quiz that never ends. You know when there is trouble abound, me and my crew will always be around. Ladies and gentlemen, I am the Lone Gunman, and it's time for the Gamers Haven Podcast with your hosts, Ethan, Jeremy, and Nathan.
Stand by for action.
Gamers Haven Special Edition.
Alright, well, it's been three long days, and over these last 3 days, over 70 or maybe even 80 events have been run here at CantCon. Some pickup games, some very impromptu ones. In fact, the games running now don't even count towards that total. I first off want to start off by saying thank you to each and every one of you for coming and supporting CantCon, and I hope that we see you again next year.
No, thank you!
No? Okay. First off, I need to, of course, I'm Ethan, and this is my illustrious co-host, one of my illustrious co-hosts on the Gamers Haven podcast.
The illustrious.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, those of you here last year, remember that we those of you who listen to the Gamers Haven podcast know we have three hosts. There's me, there's Jeremy, and there is Nathan. Well, Nathan is, he's not here. And those of you who remember last year, he wasn't here then, too. So, Jeremy and I, of course, soldier on. And so here we are. Yeah, it's what we do.
Sorry.
It's what we do. Yeah.
Wait. When did you become soldiers?
Oh, you didn't say that.
I think after surviving these last 3 days, I think I qualify at least for this instant as a soldier.
I'll give you that.
All right. Well, first thing I need to do is I've been in contact with someone who came to CantCon last year and was not around for the awards, so. So would Mr. Matthew Schmier come up here? Matthew Schmier is accepting two awards from CantCon 2010 that I have diligently held on to for him.
I know.
For AD&D, the Castle of the Mad Archmage, and the Seven Shrines of Navakkar, run by Blackblade Publishing's very own John Hirschberger over there in his tie-dye t-shirt. He is the only CantCon vendor that is still here right now. The others have fled. Happily, I might add. They've had a great time. Let's give a round of applause to John Hirschberger and the other CantCon vendors, please.
First off, a big thank you to John for running the events 2 years in a row. You've been a sponsor, I think. Is that right? 2 years in a row. Bringing his old school games here. If you guys haven't played First Edition, you should, because without First Edition, there would not be Pathfinder or Fourth Edition, or eventually what'll probably be Fifth Edition coming soon, because... Yeah, somebody got fired recently at Wizard of the Coast, I hear. So, but to begin with, this was my first con ever last year. Last year was my first con. This is my second con. I'll be back next year for my third con. All right. Thank you very much.
And, 4 second delay. Some of you might not know, we actually did a pre-registration through Kickstarter this year, where we decided we used that to raise some additional funds to get these awesome trophies. I know they're beautiful, aren't they? But to supply the fantastic refreshment stand over the last 3 days, get some of those mugs that we're selling, and pay for this nice room that we are sitting in right now. As part of that, I have a few shout-outs and a few certificates to give out to a few very special people who donated or pledged extra to CantCon. Well, the first one I've got is Mr. André Fouché. Excuse me. I should know that after 20 years. I should know that. And we love yous award for supporting CantCon and, of course, running some really awesome games. So, do you have anything to say to your adoring public?
Speech.
Come back next year.
Yeah! Next we have, let's see, these are some special ones that I'm putting out.
Why are you shredding all of these?
Because I hate them. I hate them so much. I should have probably organized these. We've got Mr. Jason Sagan. Can you come up here?
Thank you.
And do you have anything to say to your adoring public?
Oh, no.
No?
All right. No comment.
We've got someone who came up here from Texas, I believe. Or it might have been Oklahoma. I sort of get mixed up. But it's John, Mr. John McCauley.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. I apologize to all Oklahoma. Thank you.
Bring someone new.
Yes, please.
We have a Mr. Matt Harrop. Some of you might know him. He was around. He's not around right now.
Well, I'm apparently married to him.
You're apparently married to him? Well,
would you like to accept the award?
You can accept the award for him. You can't.
No.
All right. No. Can you get it to him?
Yeah.
Okay. You can get it to him, too. It's various. You can wrestle each other over who gets it.
Yeah.
What do you think you would say? Wait.
No.
There you go. I don't know if this guy is here, Mr. Michael Symes. Symes.
Which direction are you coming?
I'm sorry?
There you go.
Isn't it signed? You want me to sign it?
What? You're the creator right now.
I am.
I just have to say, register for events as soon as you know you want to come.
Yes. That is important. And if you want your certificates signed, bring them back up to me, and I will sign them. And we'll get some other schmuck. Mr. J. Carter designed these lovely things, and said, "The most esteemed creator of CantCon, I suppose that must be me, and some guy we found off the street. So we have to go summon, get them off the street, and have them sign it." We got a certificate, of course, for our co-host Nathan, who donated some or pledged some, but we give it to him right now. All right.
Hey, if he was here, I'm sure he would put up a fuss about something.
I'm sure. We'll get to that in a minute. We also have dropping things is what we have.
Okay.
Two more. We've got a certificate I'd like to give to Ryan Childers if he's here. There you go. Nothing to the adoring public. All right. And the last little certificate I've got to give is to Mr. Phil Brown. Phil was one of our huge contributors to CantCon, and I really would appreciate a large round of applause. He pledged a lot on faith alone, so we thank you.
You are most welcome.
This having been my first con, I know I want to show up to as many more as they have.
Yeah!
Oh. Well, now we'll get into the meat of this, and that's awards for best players and winners of various events throughout the course of the last 3 days. So, Jeremy, why don't we pick one, and we'll find out who gets that one.
You're not allowed to win, Jeremy.
All right. That's more. Fair.
And arguably, he's going to grab the one that he did win.
I bet. No.
Okay. This award...
It involves dinosaurs.
It does involve dinosaurs. Goes to Mr. And I'm hoping I pronounce this name right. Any of these names right. If I butcher them,
it's Jeremy's not fault. My fault.
It's Nathan's fault.
Nathan's fault.
There we go. Register all complaints with him. This is winner of the Dominant Species board game, Jason Potrats.
Yay!
Am I pronouncing it right?
You are the Dominant Species.
Thank you.
Ooh, this one has a ring in it.
Spiffy. It does. It does. This next award goes to the best player that was voted on in Pathfinder. The Duke's Lost Ring goes to Amanda Puentes. There you go. Do you have anything to say to your adoring public?
You know what I want to hear. Come on, say it.
Yes. We encourage people to come up and actually talk. Just saying. Okay.
All right. Hey, this one, yeah.
Ooh, all right.
This one's kind of scary.
This one is kind of scary. This award goes to the best player of Dread Retreat at Alliance Junction. It's Mr. Mike Dugan. I don't know if he's here. There he is! Nothing to say? The mic is open.
I think it's really great that we've got some good local conventions coming up, and CanCon is really doing awesome for its second year. So I want to thank you guys for coming up with this idea to do it. This is fantastic, and we really need to get the word out and get this to grow. And just, who knows, eventually this will be something people from all over the nation will come to because it'll be so good. Thanks.
I thought you were just grabbing them randomly.
Well, yeah, it makes it a lot more exciting that way.
I can see my fiance who set all this stuff out. She's pulling her hair out in frustration because you're messing it all up.
Oh, well. I'm not going in order. Hey. Ooh, this one looks neat.
Okay.
This one is fascinating.
This one is fascinating.
We could just put it back.
We could put it back, but we're not.
Well, you said it was out of order.
That's true. That's true. This award goes to somebody who I know is not here, but it's to Andy Terrell, who won Best Role Player for Mecha Ronin Fusion Superblade. But on a side note, Mecha is written by Chris Perrin, who is a local blogger and gamer who is actually at this convention. And are you still
just
here, Chris?
Left.
He left.
Left. Just
curses.
Left.
Curses to him. He has left.
Sadly. Yes.
Well, does anybody know Andy and can get any of his trophies to him? I know he pops up more than once in here. No?
All right.
No? All right. Well, maybe next year.
This has a labyrinth.
Ooh.
Possibly barbecue of some sort.
Yes. This award goes to the best role player in the All Flesh Must Be Eaten Labyrinth of Night, Ms. Becca Meadows. Okay. Apparently getting a little feedback here and there. I apologize for that.
I blame Nathan.
I do. It is Nathan. We're just going to blame Nathan for everything. All right, what's next?
Ooh, there's some friends on this one.
Oh, there is some friends on this one. We'll go with the first iteration of this game. We've got an award for best player in the first session of the DC Adventures Super Friends game run by Noah. Right there. A friend of ours. This award goes to Mr. Shane Harrison. And Shane, if you don't get in front of this mic, I'm going to smack you. You want me to smack you now.
He's wearing the bear.
He is wearing the bear.
Don't ask about the bear. If you want to know about the bear, listen to the podcast.
Just wait about the bear. Thank you. Apparently creepy was a theme for me this weekend. And I don't think it would have worked a whole real well if it wasn't for Aaron doing Robin.
Right, next we've got the winner of Railways of the World, Mr. Justin Robertson. Looks like Angela is accepting on his behalf. Alright, what we got next? Another All Flesh Must Be Eaten. All Flesh Must Be Eaten. Welcome to Whimsyville. This was won by Sean Haddix. Nothing to say?
Sure.
Everyone can come up and say something.
Well, this is my first CanCon. I definitely plan to be back next year and hopefully be willing to run some events myself, so.
No whammies?
No whammies.
All right.
Wedding.
This is. Best player of Song of Ice and Fire Wedding Night goes to Phil Brown. Come on up here, Phil.
Drop, preach, make a speech.
Yeah!
What can I say? It's easy to play a drunk when you're mostly Irish, but it's even better when you pretend to play a priest. Kind of goes with her blood, doesn't it?
That it does. All right, the next award goes to... I don't think he's here. Is Josh Hodges here? Or does anyone who know Josh Hodges here? Crickets, crickets, crickets. Josh Hodges creamed me. Yes, I actually got to play in a game this year. Imagine that. I played in Age of Conan, a game I've been wanting to play for 2.5 years. He creamed me in it, so he has the crushed your enemies, saw them driven before him, and heard the lamentation of the women award. But since he's not here, I'm going to hear the lamentation of the women.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Winner of the Dungeon Twister free demo and free play went to Ken Chambliss.
Yeah!
That's not Ken, obviously. Next one we got goes to the winner of the playtest that we did of Zargon Lord of Chickens. Went to Micah McQuiston. McChristian? Yeah. Accepting on his behalf is Mr. McSeal.
Where's the chicken suit?
I asked for it, I didn't get it.
It's at the costume rental shop waiting for you to pay for it.
Give me the bill.
Thank you.
He came, he saw, he collected chickens. That is all.
The winner of the Mansions of Madness game was Danae Minnick, who apparently is the wife of Matt Harrell.
No, oh my God.
You're apparently married?
Yeah, somehow.
Somehow married to him?
Thank you.
Anything to say?
I guess I die well.
Yes.
Back next year.
Thank you.
No, I didn't like that one.
The winner of the Descent Journey into the Dark game was the guy who requested that we run it for him, in fact.
That's cool.
Yes, so Mr. Phil Brown, again.
I suppose it helps when you know the rules beforehand when you're trying to play a game that you've been wanting to play for who knows how long. I'm looking at you, Symes.
Ah! All right, before we move on to the next award, I want to do one of our special awards, actually. Let's finish it here. You know all the stuff that was given away by our wonderful prize mistress, Becca, here, was obtained by one of our resident big guy that just was up here, Mr. Nick Seal. He thinks that he was not very effective in getting stuff this year. Nick, why don't you come on up here? I've got something to give to you, including a Swagmaster certificate. Well, I think you did a fine job. This is the guy that got you. Most of, if not all of, that free stuff.
Thank you!
Because you are the swag master and the swag beard, I have for you this inflatable treasure chest.
They were stingy this year. Very stingy. I did more than twice the work and got less than a third of the stuff back. I tried. That's all.
Give him a hand.
Thank you.
So here's your certificate, man. Do you want me to sign that? I will.
Yes, I would like to sign this.
All right, now though. Go ahead. Hi.
What's that?
I have to find a hobo for the other part.
Oh, yes, you have to find a hobo for the other part.
The stranger off the street.
Yeah, right here.
The stranger off the street right here.
Oh, you are a stranger off the street. All right, what's the next award? All right, the winner of the Ubongo tournament was... Actually, it's the same. Ubongo and Blocus. We've got another one for the Blocus in here somewhere. But the Ubongo... What is it? Ubongo? Ubongo? Ubongo?
You!
Ubongo.
No, no,
no. Uh-huh.
Title in front of everyone.
No!
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, that's, of course, Miss... Becca Meadows. So. Come on back up here. Some of you are going to be making multiple trips up here.
Really, I kept calling it the Buntu, okay?
Nice!
Yes. I already said it. I really don't need this.
No, no!
We should make it a requirement that you should actually say the title of the game in order to win something next year? Or...
Yeah!
Yay!
Yahtzee? We have some in the library,
yeah, yeah.
I think.
We've got three.
At
three.
Yeah.
One for each hand. All right, the winner of today's Savage Worlds DH Imperium was Peter Hildreth. Is he here? There you are, Peter.
And I came all the way from New Hampshire to the convention.
Is New Hampshire farther than New Jersey?
Well, actually, I moved here 2 months ago.
You'll see why he's excited later. All right. Winner of the epic Star Wars Saga Edition Empire at War 499th Legion was... Jeff Roy Webb.
Yeah. Support Lord Vayner. Join the Empire.
Yeah. This is one of those fun ones I've always wanted to try out. Never had the chance yet. The winner of Thunder Hamsters in the Temple of Cheese went to Mr. Stephen Garner, who's not here today. Does anyone want to come up and accept it for Stephen? No. Andre?
Yeah!
He's become obsessed with it. He won't stop talking about it.
Go to the supermarket and get him some cheese. And a hamster. I don't think I'd want to get a hamster at the supermarket. I don't think that would be a hamster.
It's a Chinese market.
It is. It is. The next award, let's see, goes to someone that's not here, Andy Terrell for Action Castle. Yay, Andy.
Thank you.
I threw it that way.
Aww. You don't get to hold the next one.
My convention, I can do what I want.
You don't get to hold the next one.
Oh, I don't? Okay. So I have to look at it. If I try to grab it, will you take it away? Oh, okay. Let's see. The winner for Savage Worlds for A Fistful of Muppets. I wish I could have played in that one. That would have been amusing.
Yeah.
Is Michael Edwards, who I don't think is here right now.
Okay, now you can throw it.
Oh, you can take it for him.
Oh.
I can't throw that one away. We do another one of our special awards again. This next award goes to, you know, those prizes that that Nick got. They were given away over the course of the weekend by our resident prize mistress, Miss Rebecca Tolbert. So can you come up here, Becca? Rebecca, you worked very hard at organizing all that, and we heard your dulcet tones over the course of the whole convention giving stuff away. And I think that makes everyone luckier, so she gets a big leprechaun hat. And of course, the certificate that also that designates her officially as the prize mistress.
Yeah!
Oh, what, you don't want to be behind the mic again?
Oh, yeah, I'll talk. I'll talk a lot. You can sit down. Really, I felt a lot less organized this year than I was last year, but I had other projects going on, so.
Yes, you did.
I really enjoy giving all the stuff that Nick collects away to you guys. It makes me feel very special to be able to make you guys happy and smile. So thank you for supporting me in doing what I'm doing. And you guys.
Ooh. Watch it, OJ. I'm gonna tell Nathan.
What he can't see doesn't hurt him.
Exactly. True. All right. The winner of another game of Mecca, Heather Collette for Mecca Full Mecca Mayhem.
Because you're in a throwaway.
We came, we saw, we destroyed a surrendering nation.
Yeah! All right. One of my favorite board games out there is Talisman. You guys know about that one? Mm-hmm. Love that game. Love it. Well, someone else apparently loved it, and Mr. Chris Shields managed to win a game of it.
I would have won the second game if my friend had stabbed me in the back.
That does happen a lot in that game. Let's see. The winner of the, the Thunderstone board game event was the guy who was running it. It's Jason Sagan. I know you're here somewhere. I think you ran away.
Aww. Sad. Do you want to throw this one too? No,
because it upset you.
Right. That's true, it did.
And you're cranky sometimes.
I am. Hey, ooh.
It's no.
Planet.
It is. This is game Nathan ran, actually, and if he was here, well, we'd let him tell you all about it.
Sounds awesome.
It was Savage Worlds take me away to the rings of Saturn, which is a sort of a Buck Rogers-esque sci-fi setting that I think some of us are working on here and there. It was won by Mr. Donald Sellers.
This second year I've been here, it's been pretty cool, and I'm looking forward to the sequel of this, which he says he's going to run next year, so I like to shoot things from far away.
Oh, let's wait on that one until you do the first one.
We'll
find it eventually. All right, winner of the board game Merchants and Marauders was Amy McCurdy. I don't know if she's here. She just left. Well, let's put that one back, because she still needs to get a bunch of the dice and the cards and whatnot, because I didn't know where she was. I'm good at not knowing things. Okay, that one? Next.
Is All this right. one fine? You want me to put this one back?
Yes, and the winner of the Cutthroat Caverns board game, was my very own sister-in-law, Eunice Scott. So, Eric, you get to come up and accept it for her. Yes, she's your wife. And knowing that game, she's very apparently cutthroat and sneaky, and you're married to her, so...
I am, and I am, well...
Scared?
Yes, I am very scared every minute of every day. Please, someone call the police.
All right, the winner of, this is actually one of the games that Silver Griffin Games, who came all the way down from South Dakota to be a vendor here, ran at some of their tables. It was the Ingenium, where was it? The Ingenium, the Battle of Summerfort. Which was won by Dustin Brown.
Yeah!
Can I throw that one?
Yes. The next award will be given to Ethan Parker, the I Can Make a Basket Without Looking But Not If I Am Award.
I am a white boy. Don't really make sense. All right, the next award goes to the Dungeons & Dragons Juniors game, the Sepulture at St. Teresa's Abbey, Part 2. Part 1, unfortunately, had to be canceled. I don't know what, John, was this actually Part 1?
No, we didn't even play that.
You didn't even play that? Oh, well. That would be why it's not on my list. Get away, get rid of that one. All right. The winner of this one isn't here. Was a good friend of mine. This is the. Are you gonna throw? Well, you know him too. This was the winner of the Burning Wheel, Trouble in Hoshin. It was Chris Banish. He was here just only for yesterday's first year. Old friend of ours. I'm tempted to throw that one away too, but just because. But he's got like a million kids or something, so. Five kids?
That's almost a million.
5 million kids. Okay.
Are you doing? Oh, you're doing a special one. Okay.
I am going to do a special one. All of the events that came this year, one thing I learned about from last year running CantCon was that I needed to delegate. So I delegated the events, event scheduling, event coordination, and all that stuff to Mr. Tracy Barnett. Tracy came all the way in from Mount Gilead, Ohio, by way of Chicago, seeing my brother and Eunice and helping them move. Well, really not helping them move, helping them pack, maybe?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Tracy, you are the master of the universe of events, so you get this sword. Yeah! He has the power. And of course, the certificate.
Have fun getting out to the airport.
I'm watching you. Actually, Ethan and I went to Chris Perrin's house Thursday night before the con, the guy that wrote Mecha. And his son, 5 years old, was watching the original He-Man on DVD. And I listened to the introduction that Prince Adam is saying. And I thought to myself, who in the world would hold up their magical sword and just think to say, out of the blue, by the power of Grayskull, I have the power. Is that the first thing that comes to mind when you hold up a magical sword?
Yeah.
Is it yours? So, it better be, because otherwise this thing is useless.
I'd appreciate it if you say it outside in case the lightning does strike. Because the entrants might have some issues.
And not on the plane.
Yeah, not on the plane. They might complain.
They frown.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well,
I mean, yeah.
Becca, did you want to come up and do your little thing now?
Yeah. I'll wait till after you do this.
Do the whole thing? Okay.
Well.
Or a couple more? No problem. Just come up and smack me on the head with your hat or something.
No, with your hand.
You could throw this at him.
Good.
Use level up here.
All right, the winner of the best player in the Pathfinder Help Kidnap game was Mr. Tracy Barnett again. I know you've been excited to play in a game run by Andre, but...
I've been very excited to play in a game run by Andre, and, well, I guess we all have a little bit of orcish sorceress inside of us all.
Well, and you're a giant, so... Who is this she? I'm curious.
Aaron.
No?
Aaron.
It's Aaron?
Yeah.
Oh.
Awesome. I say a lot of things about a lot of people.
You do. You do. All right. The best player or winner of Invaders from Outer Space, Invaders Must Die. Now, this was apparently the person who did the most damage was Miss Melissa Snare. Yeah. I see you back there. Apparently you were the strong man. Okay.
A little walk of applause.
Melissa has been coming to KCon since the very first year when we were in Jeremy Drummond's house.
Rogers!
I was a strong man. That meant I had to sacrifice myself for the team. And I was glad to do so. So thank you. And you're welcome.
The winner of the next one is the game Savage Worlds and the Curious Case of Dracula and the Hound of the Baskervilles. What I've got down is Mr. Andre Fauché. Yeah! I mean, some say. No slack. He's totally going to kill me in our 40K game yet next time. So. Go save the queen. Let's see what's next. Alright, the best player in Monsters and Other Childish Things Camp You're Gonna Die is Miss Becca Meadows again. Tracy told us a lot about this one.
Tell us about the monster.
My monster was completely normal. Okay, so he ripped off the face of a bed, and then I wore it, and tanned it, and wore it as a mask.
And kept it in your pocket.
I kept it. It's a 7 year.
That's fair.
Let's see. Now, this is another event that was run by Tracy, and this should be interesting because he's a character. The winner of the best player of Pathfinder While the City Sleeps, We Rule the Streets was Jay Carter. Who I think we should call Fuzzy Wuzzy.
Yes.
Aw, Fuzzy Wuzzy.
I would like to mention on that note that there was a moment when we were playing the Monkey Arena, and the person who was the hairiest went first. And I was like, does anybody want to contest that? As far as While the City Sleeps, We Rule the Streets was concerned, instead of giving a speech, I would rather hear from two people. Number one, and I think you know what I want to hear too, Jeremiah.
What did I say that was funny?
Okay, first thing,
it was that.
I got to give you some preface. I played a half cat, half blue dragon. Medium sized, wings, breathes a breath weapon of lightning. I was also a rogue, and so I was a kleptomaniac. So, do you remember what you want me to hear? Okay, go ahead. And secondly, Tracy?
Yes, sir?
What do I want to hear?
I have absolutely no idea. Dude, I've won six games.
Okay, you're right. Do you remember when I was a little too attracted to the tassels on that one pillow?
Put it back,
thank you.
All right. Well, the winner of this next one is the winner of Space Hulk. And this award goes to a newcomer here, who is brought by an oldcomer. It's Wade McCauley.
What?
Hey, Wade.
Well, this is my first CantCon. I plan on coming back many times again. Yeah! And I hope there are more people next time.
Thank you. All right, the next award goes to the best player in Mecha, Dirge of Dying Earth. It's Wade again. Anything else to say? All right. The next award actually would go to my illustrious co-host. Was that you or was that Nathan? Okay, it's Nathan now. Everyone knows that. Well, I guess not everybody knows, but last year we awarded Nathan in absentia the King of Bitching Award. And he, of course, gets it again this year. And we would definitely give him a new crown.
Please don't try to contest this award.
Yes, because Nathan will bitch about it. So Becca, would you come up and get Nathan's new crown?
Again.
Again? And don't let the cats eat it this time. Don't let Nathan eat it this time. It is sparkly, see? The winner of the award for, this was a fun one, I actually got to play in this one, for Dread Extraction, the Inception RPG, was Mr. Kevin Elmore. Is Kevin here today? Sad. Kevin was really good in that. Okay. This next award goes to the first instance of the game I ran one game twice this year. It was Feng Shui League of Extraordinary Gentlemen 1977. This award goes to my brother Eric.
Who did you play, Eric?
And Eric, why don't you tell us about your experience in that and who you're playing? For those of you who don't know that, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen 1977 featured my brother playing Sam Quint's ghost. That's Quint from Jaws. And he could at will vomit chum.
Yeah, so basically I got this word for vomiting chum for 4 hours solid.
Something you have a lot of experience doing.
Indeed.
Arr.
Thank you, Eric. All right, the next award goes to a good friend of ours who's not here, Rob Edwards, for Action Castle. I'll give it to Rob. Very busy man.
An action tassel, too.
This time it's personal?
No, that's two.
All right, the next award, I'm going to do another one of our special ones real quick.
This one.
This award goes to my other co-host, Jeremy. I think probably one of the funniest things that I like to see and hear is when Jeremy's really tired, he gets kind of punchy. And he says things, he doesn't have a good filter on his mouth. So in a really, the other night, in a really tired tone, I mean, it like, sounded like, he said, well, they suck.
Did I finish it?
No, you just said, well, they suck.
Sweet!
Shortly thereafter, I think he also added, well, they can suck it.
Sweet!
And I don't think he remembers any of this.
I don't.
That's the beautiful part. So, in addition to a certificate, which I'm calling the Laissez-Faire Award, he gets a nice bag of marbles.
Sweet!
What happens when I lose them? Again.
I think his wife's going to take them now.
One night, Jeremy rolled over after being about half asleep and suddenly asked me, if you were a gorilla, what color gorilla would you be?
Hey.
And then he rolled over and went back to sleep.
Because he's going to lose them.
Yeah.
So, Robin, what color gorilla would you be?
I would be a purple gorilla.
A purple gorilla.
That's not the one I want
to be. Regular gorilla? All right, the next award goes to the winner of the Dungeon Twister Tournament. That was Amy McCurdy. She's still gone?
Yes. They're gone for good.
They got gone for good.
Hey, okay. I want to say one thing. One of the gentlemen that was running or helping to run this, I sat down when they were playing after they were done, and he showed me this game. And this convention, that's what I love about this setup. I love this more than any con I've ever heard of. I love this more than Gen Con. The reason I do is because I can go to any table, I can sit down with any of you, and you will talk and show me a game that I don't know anything about. And that is important to me. This game is cool, but this is all because of you guys. And purple gorillas are cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The winner of the next event was, this is for the second iteration of the DC Adventures Super Friends, was Stefan Frenzy. Stefan, are you here, Stefan? Sad. I was in this game. He actually did justice in Super Friends, playing Aquaman. Yeah! He took our jives. I was playing Superman, and he was taking our jives and talking to fish for 4 hours. That takes skill. All right, the next award goes to the best player in Deadlands Chemical Valley, The Hunt for Asher, to John McCauley.
I really don't even remember what I was playing. It's been a very long weekend, but I've had a lot of fun, so.
I think we can all agree that 3 days ago seems like a long time now.
Yeah. Law dog.
Law dog. Law dog, there you go.
Your character.
Oh, my character. Oh, okay. The,
great.
That game didn't run, so. This Zombies Award now goes to Jeremy. because of brains.
Let's see what the next award goes to. For Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition, the... Find it on the list here. This is why I have a brain. No, that's yours. You already got it. This one also it goes to D&D 4th Edition for Elrond City of Despair with Stefan Fincy again, who we know is not here. This award goes to the best player in the Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 1st Edition.
Let's not do that.
Terror
one.
And Telmos.
Let's do a different one.
You want to do a different one?
Yeah, let's do this one.
Why do you want to do that one?
Let's do this one instead.
It's going to be a long night. All right, well, this next award goes to the best player then in Call of Cthulhu, The Salvation of Miskatonic University, to Mr. Matthew Raisins. You were the only one to not only survive, but to keep your sanity.
Sweet.
Wow. No?
No?
No? Nathan lied to us, so let's berate him.
Oh! I can't believe it! Truth of the matter is, I had to kill two PCs and get killed by a PC in order to get the award. Thank you.
Of course, I ran the feng shui game twice. The winner of the second time I ran it for feng shui, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen 1977, was Mr. Rocky Balboa himself. Jeremiah Aldrich. What do you have to say about that one?
Oh, well, you know, it's my first Camp Con. I showed up and I saw the characters and I said I wanted to play myself. So I picked up a shark and threw him at a guy.
You did?
And it worked. But first I had to punch him. No, really, it was really fun because these guys, we went down to the control room and we wanted to stop the ship, so we stopped the ship. And then they kept trying to repair it because they were being brain controlled to make the ship go. And the only thing Rocky knows how to do is punch people. So their mechanics were all coming up to turn the lever back on. And so I said, well, I punched that guy. And he's like, well, then here comes another guy. And I said, well, I punched that guy. So pretty soon we had a large stack of, like, engineers. Like, I didn't even care about what was going on. I was just punching people. That's how I won this.
This was also the game that featured the jet-powered flying cyber jaws. With Tattoo from Fantasy Island riding him in a tiki outfit.
Fair, our Benji did take over Jaws.
That's true. In the other game, Benji did take over Jaws. Yes. All right, the next award goes to best player in the Advanced Dungeons & Dragons Terror and Telmos. That's, let me see. Let me make sure I get this right. Oh, it's Jeremy Putnam. Yay! I'm not giving you a mic. You have a mic. Give me that back.
Our dwarven warrior couldn't hit shit. My God! So I'm giving him the award.
Yeah. All right, the next award goes to the best player in the Call of Cthulhu, the lock-in event, and that goes to Ms. Erin Hammond.
I was an add-in.
Sorry.
I think I won this because I killed an NPC that wasn't in the game. I did. I was a lawyer. I made one of my law students, my paralegal, research something about, and they threw themselves out of a window after the game.
Oh,
I'm going to do another special award. Over the last 3 days, my fiance, Ms. Bethany Mullinax, has been working her fingers to the bone on that refreshment stand over there, feeding you wonderful people. Yes, I've told some people, but on Friday night after things went so well, she went home and baked more muffins and cupcakes and cookies and all that good stuff until 4 o'clock in the morning. And then we got up at 5:30 to come back here. So yes, she's...
Okay, see, Beth is such an awesome person. We're talking about people that say things weird when they're asleep. This dog at one time who eventually started having seizures, and unfortunately I was out the first night that the dog had a seizure, but Beth was there, and Beth took care of this dog for several hours. And after we got home from the emergency room with the dog, we decided to make an appointment for the vet the next day, and Beth asked to go with us. It was a 7 o'clock appointment, so I went in her bedroom to wake her up, because she was living with me at the time, and I wake her up. She got out of bed. I believe she was awake. She said, "I'm sorry, I'm too tired, I'm not gonna go." We had a conversation, I assumed she was awake. So she got, went back into bed, and as I'm leaving the room, she says, "Don't forget the flea powder." Okay. It's for the taffy people, their friends have fleas.
So in other words, you guys are lucky that they were actually muffins and not
happy people.
You, of course, get this lovely certificate, the Food Star certificate.
I want a hobo to sign this.
She's a hobo.
I want a real hobo.
A she is a real hobo. I've told you this before. You also get this lovely CanCon Food Star ceramic trophy. A quick little story. I was going to propose to her tonight, but I ended up doing it last
April 16th.
Thank you. At her spring formal. And so we're going to be getting married in just under 2 years.
Yeah!
I want you to know that I love you very much. And you need to bring the hammer next time. You can bring the hammer down.
You gotta say it.
It makes a thunder noise.
Hit it again. So yes. So now you can hit me with the big cartoon hammer.
To make you play games.
To make me play games.
Oh, good.
So thank you.
Now I get to talk, right?
Yeah!
This'll take a while.
Just sit down.
Nathan, trust me, don't start yet.
Okay, so I just wanted to thank everyone who bought the food this weekend. If you have any suggestions about it, please let me know, because I would like to try to make it so you don't have to leave here next year. You can play games straight through. So if you have any suggestions on how we can do that, please let me know. Okay, that's it.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right, let's do those three, and then I'll do one more special award. The winner of the Dungeons and Dragons 4th Edition to Mend the Broken Heart event was Kevin Elmore, who's not here.
Oh, he dressed up in the sexy leprechaun suit and let somebody cover him in pie.
Tell him about the leprechaun orgy ball.
well, there was a leprechaun orgy ball. I mean, do you really need to say anything else about it? That's why he dressed up like a leprechaun.
It involves marbles, didn't it?
Well, it involved marbles, pot. Oh, and he also was a minotaur, you know, in a water hose. And then it went downhill.
Yeah, definitely went down from there.
Well, that's sad. Set it there.
The next award goes to the Advanced Dungeons & Dragons Mud Sorcerer's Tomb Part 1 of 2. Best player was Tracy Barnett.
Yeah! All I have to say is if you're going to go into a dungeon and you're a squishy wizard, the best thing for you to do is to stand invisible through every combat possible.
You are invisible. Instead of a tie.
Yes, and I lived.
You know, he does have a point. Okay. This one also goes to... This is the winner of the Ubongo and Blokos tournament. It was Rebecca Meadows again. So you get two trophies. Do you want to try to pronounce this title? No? You're just not even going to try?
At some point,
you
just say it's a lost cause.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to assume you don't want the microphone. No? Okay. I want to take a quick moment to give a sort of shout out and a little something to Mr. Jay Carter. Jay did a heck of a lot of free work for me and for us here at the con, doing these lovely Jabberwock shirts. Designed logos for us, did all this great stuff to make the con look, I think, absolutely fantastic. You did a bang-up job. You have a website, I'm sure you can tell us all about it here in a minute. But, oh, you want the mic?
No, go ahead.
Wait, well, what the... embarrassed for the first time in his life?
Someone write that down. Okay. Since we had a plethora of dice, and you have a lot of dice now, we had lots designed, I'm giving you this build-it-yourself dice tower that you can put anything on that you want.
Ooh. Ooh.
So thank you very much, Jay.
Gordon, great.
I have to say this is all Andre's fault. Well, I was introduced to CanCon from one day I came over to Andre's house to play game on the usual night. And he's like, hey, so there's this con thing you can go to if you want to. Oh, when does it start? About a couple weeks. Oh, okay. Where is it? Johnson County. I'm like, oh, okay. How much? $25 for 3 days. Sounds good. Gave it a shot. I walked in the door and I thought to myself, I'm sold. I'm coming back every year for the rest of my life. So I've got to give props to this guy, because he has put together a ridiculously awesome con. I don't think I've heard the whole story, but from what I understand, of course, I've read his usual letter on the website. He built this from 30 people at Jeremy's house in 2009.
One toilet.
One toilet for 30 people. I wasn't there, but from what I hear, it wasn't good. And the following year...
30 people went in. Only about 20 people came out.
And the following year, I show up to half of this room chock full of people. Tables everywhere. I couldn't find a free table to play Magic the Gathering. I was like, people, please, come play with me. And just it wasn't happening. But that's okay, because we had a good couple of Magic tournaments this time around. And once I saw what it was like, I had to come up to him and offer my services, because I knew that this was going to be big, and I wanted to be a part of it. So thank you, Ethan, for letting me be a part of it.
You're welcome. You're all welcome. Come again next year and bring a friend. Several friends. All right, this last set of three awards, and then one special award again, goes to a series of adventures that was conceived at CantCon last year.
We were so tired.
Tracy, do you want to come up and sort of fill us in on how these came about? Because, yeah, these are some strange ones.
All right. So, as with most things with CanCon, this does go back to Ethan.
Blame it on Ethan.
The Deadlands actual play that Gamers Haven put out over a number of months. A listener emailed in and accused Ethan of being the most cruel and sadistic, heartless GM he had ever heard. This person proceeded to email Ethan 6, 7, 8, 9. He kept listening to the game. And the session after Ethan received this email, he asked the players, turned the recording on and said, well, welcome to Care Bears Reloaded. Sort of as a joke. So we're dead tired, much like we all feel right now, sitting around before we start tearing down, and someone... It was a year ago today. Someone mentions Care Bears Reloaded, and I go, that's a great idea! Not only that, you remember that robot chicken thing? My Little Ponies of the Apocalypse. Let's do that. So I ran on Friday, My Little Ponies of the Apocalypse. And
First one.
Okay.
They're all in a row.
I don't even remember. Where are we here? Savage Worlds. Okay. And unfortunately, he couldn't be here. He had a family emergency. But Nathan Pankey won for his portrayal of Pudding Pony. Woo-hoo! The unsung, unheralded fifth pony of the apocalypse. They went for Oblivion, someone spilled a pudding cup, it was a whole thing.
And the tastiest.
And the tastiest thing, frankly. I mean, he could be any flavor of pudding he wanted to. Why would you not want him at every party? So Saturday, I then ran Care Bears Reloaded. Much to my chagrin. I ran Care Bears Reloaded. Would you stand up, please, sir, and turn around? That's love a lot there. Yes. And you can stay standing, because the award for best role player for his portrayal of love a lot there, God help us all, was Shane Harrison.
First, I'd like to thank both the GMs in which I won my Best Role Player Award. I don't quite commonly get a chance to play tongue-in-cheek games. So, when I get the opportunity, I kind of go overboard. Creepy was a theme for me this weekend, apparently. Batman was creepy pedophile chasing Robin.
It's still an Amber Alert app.
Then there's Love a Lot Bear.
If you want to know, and you are over the age of 18, you can listen to the podcast.
Yes, it is.
So, we had the ponies, and we had the Care Bears. Well, these two things could not just stand on their own. That's 10. Oh, as an aside, this woman here was playing in the ponies game, and I had to pull out a 20-sided die to keep track of the number of times she lost it. She had to leave the table twice because she peed herself a little bit. and Noah had to leave the table as well. It was awkward. So we have these ponies, and we have these Care Bears. Well, what are you supposed to do when you have five ponies and five Care Bears who are mortal enemies?
War!
You make them fight.
This Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
On Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Which, well, I mean, check your calendars. So, I had 10 players at the table, and we had the Battle Royale, Bears versus Ponies.
Versus Smurfs.
Versus, well, yes, the Smurfs are jerks, people. No.
But
they're jerks.
Tasty and make great face cream.
They do. They really do.
They taste like glue.
They do taste like glue.
With the hint of lemon.
Small hint.
So snorting their souls.
This is the game. Like, this is happening again. I have no control over this.
Like, you created us.
Oh, God.
See what happens the next time you put a character that I'm playing on a train.
So, Nathan, who had played Pudding Pony, like I said, he's not here tonight because he had to leave for a family thing. So, Ethan Parker, persuaded by his fiance because my words were not enough.
You were so dejected.
I jumped a table to get to him.
And then he came back, his head.
He's like, I guess I'll play Pudding Pony.
She does.
I'm glad he said it, not me. So Ethan stepped into the role of Pudding Pony. And winning the award for best role player for the role of Pudding Pony in the Bears vs. Ponies Battle
tasty
Royale.
Pudding.
Very tasty pudding is our own.
Tasty.
Ethan Parker, ladies and gentlemen!
The power of pudding compels you. Right? And I'm sure that the years upon years of therapy that this is going to cost you, Tracy, is no consolation to the fact that all three of those games are immortalized in recordings that will be on the Gamers Haven podcast.
And somewhere on the internet.
Meaning, once they go on the internet, they're there.
Forever.
Ever.
You might
want to
put a rating on those, though.
Yeah. Ever.
I will just say this. Last year, I ran a game with 10 players. You would have think I would have learned my lesson. But no. Next year, no. Not that big.
11?
I will fight you.
Thank you.
All right. The last award I'm giving out goes to the person who traveled the hardest to get here. Last year, it was our own Tracy Barnett who drove in from Mount Gilead, Ohio, just north of Columbus. What was it, a 13-hour drive? 12 and a half hour drive to come meet some guys he'd only listened to on the internet and play in a small game convention on a community college in Overland Park, Kansas.
In Kansas.
I mean, yeah, I know. There you go.
That's right.
I can only imagine that they were threatening, that they were telling you, you're going to get there, they're going to have missing teeth, and
it's going to be black
banjo
and white
music.
Tornadoes.
It's going to be sepia tone, they're black and white, there's going to be tornadoes, all that.
I was called crazy.
Now, well, apparently that craziness is contagious because another one of our listeners of the show, Mr. Noah Gibbs, Chef Gibbs himself, flew in from Newark, New Jersey to be here. Specifically flew in from Newark, New Jersey.
Stopped in where?
Cincinnati. I stopped in Cincinnati. I'll be stopping in Tennessee.
He stopped in Cincinnati first, then came to Kansas.
So there's the Ohio connection.
Woo!
I know. Now some might say, wait, he flew, he didn't drive. So why is he getting the coveted Road Warrior Award? And I say, that's a good point.
Have you been they can suck it. Sure?
But as Jeremy would say, they can suck it. And so, Noah, come on up. You're not getting out of this one.
I am sure of that.
Uh-huh. For coming as far as you have
and to meet people that you've only listened to on the internet and seen on Skype a few times, and gamed over Skype once or twice. I'm going to give you something that will stay with you forever, okay? It's a window decal. Anywhere, you have a window, obviously. You have windows in New Jersey. They're not all broken by bricks. And
you do have windows in New Jersey, right?
You are aware that not all of New Jersey is Newark. I would like everybody to be aware of this. Newark and Orange do not represent the rest of the state. It's actually called the Garden State legitimately.
So you do have windows.
Sure, Noah. Sure. This decal is designed by our own Jay Carter. And to go in your house, wherever you want it. And it, to remind you that you came all the way for this, Billy.
What I want to say about that is, yeah, I came all the way here for this. About a year and a half ago, I started listening to the Gamers Haven podcast, which I found after looking up Keep on the Shadowfell actual play, which I started with the WotC game. I listened to the Gamers Haven game. What?
It was the first one I think you listened to.
No, it was the original one. And I'm like, oh, hey, this actual play stuff is kind of cool. So I started looking directly at the Gamers Haven. Gamers Haven was the first actual play stuff I found outside of WotC's stuff. And I'm like, okay, cool. Oh, second edition, some third edition stuff. That sounds awesome. Deadlands. Oh, hey, I read about that Deadlands in WareGeek. That seemed kind of cool. Holy crap. Deadlands is what got me hooked on the Gamers Haven initially, more than anything else. Then I started listening to the real podcast. These guys are awesome. They present some of the most well-rounded opinions between even the most absent of their members. And it's a pleasure to listen to it. So if you haven't done so and you guys found CampCon some other way, GamersHavenPodcast.com. Go there. Check it out. So, I had what I felt was the balls to get in contact with this guy and say, hey, would you let a guy from a couple thousand miles away do a little bit on your show about food? So he let me. Blew my mind. I still think he regrets it.
Yeah.
I knew it. I unfortunately, due to my life, not style, but requirements, haven't been able to put as many of those segments together as I'd like. I did not get a chance to come to CanCon last year. I was in the middle of getting married the month before. Losing. I love that the fact that this is all well and good that I'm married, and I've tried to call my wife every night this week. She hasn't answered. So I couldn't make it last year. I missed out on my honeymoon because I lost my job. That was my stupidity. Don't know that one. And that's more like it. And then I started working a lot. And since October last year, I have worked 7 days a week, roughly 70 hours a week. Back in May, I look at my wife, who was going away to see her sister, I was a little pissed, and said, okay, when do I get to go away?
And she
looked at me and said, well, I wanted to say, why don't you go away? I have no idea where you want to go. It took me half a second to say, you know what? I'm going to go be a nerd for 3 days. I'm going to
And
I gotta thank, with the depths of my heart, especially Jeremy and Robin Putnam for putting me up in their house. You guys not only saved me a lot of money, you guys have shown me the best hospitality a guy could ask for. So thank you. And thank you everyone here today, because for showing me what hospitality is, for showing me that, yeah, I know I'm not alone in the world of nerds, but God, it felt good to spend 3 days talking about nothing but gaming.
Yeah!
And yeah, next year's gonna be back. My wife couldn't keep me away if she tried.
Apparently we didn't scare him. Looks like there's no animosity between the last year's winner. Now to close things out, looks like Becca's got something she needs to say.
Are you done?
I am.
Okay. Well, I didn't know this was gonna be the last thing, but I was here last year. I was sitting just like you guys are, actually after the awards ceremony. And last year was the first year that I had met Tracy. I was here when they started talking about all the series of games that Tracy was so excited about doing. And I started getting excited because I grew up playing with nothing but My Little Ponies. That was my doll. I never played with dolls. It was always ponies. And I still have all of mine. So I was like, God, I could design new ponies or mod them, you know. And I started doing research. And I had a great time modding the ones that I did. But, come up here first. And yes, it was a Friday, actually, after we played the first game. He apparently didn't realize how important it was that I was in that game. How important to me it was, and how special it was, because it was my childhood that I was now getting to play with as an adult.
I murdered her childhood memories!
And she's thanking you.
Yes. So, I was planning on doing something for Tracy to thank him for doing, you know, doing something that no one else had thought of. Although there was that joke on April Fool's, I think 2 years ago, about a My Little Pony role-playing game.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the most awesome idea ever. And when I found out it wasn't real, I was heartbroken. I was really sad.
Savage World for the rescue.
Yeah. So, I struggled to finish these things on time because I put it off. I ran out of time. Which is kind of why Pudding Pony ended up as a head. I was originally going to do a full pony, but it worked out better, and you know, Nathan and Tracy both agreed. Anyways, I ran out of time, but I was leaving here yesterday, and I was like, you know, I have to do it. So I threw something together for you, because I had picked up enough to actually make one for you. And this one is not done as well as I would like, but it does have CantCon on one side of its butt.
Yeah!
And the date on the other side of its butt. And it does kind of like Jem, it has a little GM under its eye, on its cheek. So... And this was originally Glory. Any of you know? Yeah, Robin knows. So really, I used kind of the same color scheme, but I did redo the hair so it looks better. But anyways, this is for you. That's your thank you gift for... something so special. Something that no one else knows.
Here's the case.
The case?
Yeah.
All right. I don't even need the microphone. She speaks of the work that she had to struggle to get done, right? If you have not seen the ponies that she made as the ponies of the apocalypse, I'm going to set them up on the table before we tear down tonight. You need to come by and see these things. So yeah, this is Pudding.
Which still needs some paint, but I was so tired last night, I said screw it.
Famine.
She War. Just wants to be beautiful. Famine just wants to be beautiful.
Famine is beautiful. Famine turned out fabulous.
Pestilence.
She's got boils.
And, holy crap, death. What? So, it was my absolute honor to run the game with avatars like these for inspiration. So, Becca Tolbert, ladies and gentlemen.
And Tracy.
Well, as they say, that's it, folks. I know. Well, it's about 9:30. You guys got about maybe an hour and a half before you got to get out of here. We're going to start tearing stuff down and cleaning up. You don't want to go to work. But I certainly hope that I will see every single one of you guys next year.
Yes!
So thank you, all of you, for supporting GameCon.
What do you do for fun?
Me? Oh, I play games.
Oh, I like games.
Whoa, no, I mean tabletop game. You know, with dice and stuff. You know, like D&D.
Measure!
Was it something I said?
Sir, I think you should leave.
Hey, buddy. Don't worry, you'll find a Gamer's Haven around the corner.
The Gamer's Haven Podcast at gamershavenpodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.